Hello.
Al Secunda, this is Michael Werner speaking. It's so good to be talking to you, sir.
Oh, absolutely. Mr. Michael Werner, how are you doing today?
Good, good, good. Hey, you know, we've got a I deal with a bunch of people that know a bunch of stuff. I mean, I deal with teachers and, you know, just all kinds of people that are always looking for extra income opportunities to supplement what they're doing. And I knew you were involved with this thing called FBA, Fulfillment by Amazon. And a lot of people know about it, but, hey, I thought I'd come to the source here, sir, and ask you a few questions about it. You have some time right now?
Oh, absolutely. Perfect timing, and it's probably my favorite subject to talk about. So, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Fire when ready.
It's okay with you that we're recording this, right? Because I might.
Oh, absolutely.
Recording. Okay, we're going to write a couple of articles about it. Fantastic. Okay, well, just in a nutshell, from your perspective, just as a you know, I'll say just a regular guy out there, what is FBA?
FBA is a program that Amazon has started, and generally when people who are doing what I'm doing say I'm doing Amazon FBA, what they're talking about is private labeling products. So there are a lot of ways.
And what does that mean, private labeling?
What that means is you can connect with a supplier or manufacturer of some sort that's not branded already, and you can add some value to an existing product, or you can create some products of your own. I have friends that have engineering degrees, and you can send molds and stuff like that. And so you then create this brand behind the products that you're selling, and so you are basically getting goods sent to you. You check them out and make sure that they're all in the condition that you want them to be in. And then the FBA side of things is you send these products instead of having to mail them yourself, which is such a hassle. I tried that, and that was just too much of my time. And this is a passive income. Just wanted to be as hands-off as possible. So you can what Amazon has done is let people send these products, your products, to them in their warehouses, and they will send out and deal with all of the customer service, and everything that you send to them is Prime, which so many people have now, and they're expanding the Prime memberships for different levels and tiers and whatnot.
Yeah,
and so it's just a great platform to be able to get your products from nothing, really, from an idea to be selling on the world's biggest marketplace right now. And it's very exciting, and they take a fee for warehousing and picking and packing and sending your products. But of all the fulfillment centers really around, and I've done some research, they are the most efficient and cost effective that I've come across.
So Alan, let me summarize here what you've said, which is amazing to me, because until you had told me about this, I don't know, some while back, I guess I'd heard of FBA or something just in business magazines or something, but didn't really know what it was. And I think it's just amazing because there's thousands of people doing this, right?
Oh, there's thousands of people doing this, yet it's still a little bit on the hush-hush. It seems not to have gained too much popularity, which is great because it's a great time to get started in it. Because I notice on my iPhone, whenever I type in FBA, it changes it to FDA. So that makes me know that Apple hasn't quite gotten on to it yet. So that's a good sign for me.
that's so if you had a passion for, or you really were into something, I don't know, I'm sitting here in my office, I'm looking at them, there's a lamp here, and you were just really intrigued with lamps, and rather than opening up a light store to sell lamps, you could literally use Amazon as your storefront and get lamps from all over the world sent directly to Amazon, and Amazon would be Al's lamp store for you.
Exactly,
like
and it's the perfect getaway from the brick and mortar where you're having to pay rent in a commercial lease and all of these, you know, more technical things that none of that is necessary. And it's great because, yeah, as you said, you can send anywhere from all over the world, and you can even, a lot of people that I know start with their own home. I mean, Amazon started as a as a book selling site. And so books are still a large focus of theirs. And so, you know, I went through my book collection, and any book that I had read or had not had no interest in reading, and I knew I wasn't going to read, or textbooks are big ones. You can even send stuff in that's used. You follow the steps. They're very well laid out through Amazon, and you just send them in, and they will you label them, send them in, and they will do the rest for you, and then you just get a biweekly direct deposit into your account, which everybody loves.
Wow, that's amazing. And I think you told me you've been doing this less than a year, right?
Yeah, I started maybe in March, and so it hasn't been too long. And you know, I started with a trendy product, and I think that the biggest barrier that people have is inaction, and along with a lot of support for people to just, you know, if I'm going to do something, to take some action, and if I fail forward and learn from it and keep going. You know, I chose a product that really wasn't a good fit. The market didn't dictate it. I had chosen it myself because I thought it was a trending product, and there was already 1,000 people selling it on Amazon for cheaper than I, but nonetheless, I did it, and, you know, it was a dud. It basically flopped, but as I progressed, you know, that taught me the lesson that, okay, I'm going to need the market to dictate what I'm going to sell rather than what I think is most fashionable. Because the barrier of entry to get into the Amazon FBA program is very, very low. I mean, I started this business that I have now with about $200 that I had in savings. And, you know, my first paycheck, they ended up taking $80. But, you know, now it's a couple hundred dollars every two weeks, which is absolutely just phenomenal for having a baby and some supplemental income, you know.
Right.
And so, it's really amazing to be able to bring everything together, because the big site, the big sourcing site that people use is called Alibaba.com. They went public recently, and generally things are made in China, but they have suppliers from all over the world, and you can just talk to a lot of different ones and, you know, choose the one with the best price. There's some language barriers sometimes, and you want to make sure that everything is up to par. But once that's set up, I have rapport with a couple suppliers now. I'd love to go to China and meet up with them. And
right,
so
right.
It's all in the fact that it can all be done from a laptop or a cell phone is just amazing, especially for having a kid and being on the go all the time and not necessarily having to, you know, go somewhere to work on something, you know.
Right, right. No, I think that's phenomenal. And that's obviously that suits people that have careers in teaching, for example, or other things that you have some flexible time, but you have some time commitments also that you could just do it anywhere you have an internet connection, really. You don't need to be in an office.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
My mom is a teacher, and I know that time is of the essence. Time is of the
essence.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned that you got in, when you first got into it, you chose the wrong product. I guess it's just that's what happens. You chose the wrong product to market. How do you find the right product? How do you choose products?
The way I
mean,
choose
I
products.
I love lamps. I'm going to sell lamps, or I love, you know, hardware, you know, like household hardware. I'm going to sell hardware. There's another process, isn't there, to go through to select products?
Yeah, like, for example, I've been playing the piano for 20 years, and I would love to sell musical-related items. I would love to sell keyboards. You know, I mean, that would be,
okay.
You know, it would fit
yeah.
in with the passion of mine and everything like that. But
yeah.
The way that the industry leader in finding out about what the market wants on Amazon is a software called Jungle Scout. And, you know, a little play on words with the Amazon and the Jungle Scout. And of course, so, just briefly,
is that junglescout.com?
That is junglescout.com. And they're great. They have, some paid services, which I have used to find the products, but they also have a ton of free resources and, even tutorials and walkthroughs from just from finding a supplier all the way to making six figures a year. And they literally have walked through these steps, and it's amazing to see that. A huge resource. Their YouTube channel as well is just an absolutely great resource. And so basically the way it works is if you just go to regular Amazon.com, it is set up perfectly for the consumer, for the person. You type in garlic press, and it's going to give you the garlic press that's, you know, the first one that's going to show up is going to be that five-star garlic press with 1,000, you know, five-star reviews and the bestseller on Amazon. And you don't know really how many are being sold a day. You don't really know any information on the back end of that from the sales side of things. And so the way Jungle Scout works is it takes the whole catalog of Amazon's products, which is incredible, and it basically reverse engineers it. So there are two pieces of software that they have, and both I've used. One I stopped using after I found my first product. And I'll just briefly dive into them. One is they have an online sort of portal where you can type in, you know, say you want to be in the lamp industry. Michael Werner wants to be in the lamp industry. So you go, you know, the categories for Amazon, you go home decor or whatnot, and, you know, you can type in keywords, and you can filter by how many are being sold a day. They have all this back-end information based on information that's on Amazon but very hard to read. They rate different every day, every probably 20 seconds, Amazon is reconfiguring who's selling more and what is most likely to be sold next and whatnot. And so they have this very up-to-the-minute, or at least up-to-the-day, I know, catalog of the way I found my first product through there was I wanted a product that was selling about 300 a month, which would be about 10 a day, and I wanted profit margins that were about $10. And so they have a very, very nicely laid out configuration, and I basically put in that information, and it showed there were maybe 600, 700, 800 items that were currently selling on Amazon. And they were selling, you know, some of them have no pictures, you know, these really listings that I wouldn't buy from personally. And they're showing me all of these items that are being sold. That are being sold about 300 a month. And they're showing you what they're netting and what the Amazon cost is for all of this, what Amazon's going to take from your from the sale of the purchase when the customer purchases it. And so basically you have this huge list of items, and it's all about, you know, it's all about adding value in business anyway. And so I decided to generally we don't talk about the products we do because people tend to hijack them, but I love to just, you know, give you my story. And so I found these tulip cups, which are basically something that you could make a muffin in or a cupcake, and it gives it, you know, that coffee shop feel.
Sure.
Sure, yeah, sure. And so, you know, this is something I had never heard of. I had no idea. I had no idea there was any demand for it, but there were hundreds and hundreds of people selling a month. And so what I did is I decided instead of selling in units of 100 at a time, I was selling units of 200 at a time to add some value to that and price it, you know, accordingly, just slightly higher and than my competitors. And from there, it really just it took off. And so that's in a nutshell the online portal of Jungle Scout. And then they have this great web. It's almost a necessity in all of the groups that I've been in. Is they have a Chrome extension for Google Chrome, the browser, in which you can go on Amazon.com, regular Amazon.com, and say again, you type in garlic press. There'll be, you know, 20 on the first page or something like that. You click the button for the Chrome extension, and it will take all of that information, all of that back-end information from each of those listings and tell you how many are being sold a day, they do it by month, so how many are being sold per month, what the revenue is per month, what the Amazon costs are per month, and it just lays everything out for you. So that it's like Wikipedia. When you go somewhere and you type in Pope Francis, and you end up in the Alaskan foothills or something like that. End up digging through different things and finding places where there's a lot of demand for something and not a lot of listings, or you can read through reviews of 2 or 3 star products that are still selling a lot, see what people are not liking about them, and fix it. You know, if it's a coffee mug that the strap, keeps falling off or the handle keeps falling off, well, then you can talk to your supplier about, hey, I'd like to do this coffee mug, but I want to make sure that this, has some extra protection or something like that. And so it's a great, that is just, for me, the number one resource that I've used to find out what products that I want to private label and the value that I can add from them. Because the great thing about Amazon is everybody that is dissatisfied with a product happily leaves a review, And so sure. You get a lot of information on the quality of the product, and there's a lot there that you can then dig into and see, is this something that would be a viable a candidate to sell?
Uh-huh. Well, that's a good story. I know this is just a little side project for you, not yet really full time yet, but how many products, just in general terms, how many products does somebody have to make it a really worthwhile venture if you want to expand? You have to have hundreds of products, or?
You know, you can start as low as one product. If you're just selling a book that somebody gave to you that, you're not going to read, you could send that in. And, that's just going to be a one-time thing. But, so there's really no minimum amount. But if you want it to be sustainable, I've heard a lot of people say, order a sample to make sure the unit is what you expect and what you want and what your customers will want from China, or from wherever you're sourcing. And then I've heard a lot of people say, start with 500 units. I've heard a lot of people say start with 1,000 units, but, that wasn't in my budget, yet I still really wanted to pursue this. So I found a supplier who was willing to do, I believe it was either 100 or 120 units the first time. And this was the product that didn't do so well, but so I was able to just do 100 units at $2 a piece or something and turn around and sell them for 10 or 12. I now do about 100 units at a time as things have moved up with the tulip cups, which is about 20,000 of them at a time. And that lasts about a month and a half to 2 months. So the way it's at for me now, after kind of getting my feet on the ground, firmly, and understanding what was, all going on, and learning the learning curve, which was quick, is that, basically what I have to do is I have to talk to my supplier, tell her, hey, I need another shipment of these, three items or four items or whatever it is. And they write up the contract and they send it over, and I send it into Amazon, and Amazon's great with showing you, hey, this is how many days based on what you've sold that you have left in your inventory so that you can plan. So I really work. Tim Ferriss wrote the book about the 4-hour work week, and for the products that I really push and that actually make the most amount of money, I'm working probably 4 hours a month between, and that would be talking and telling my supplier, hey, I need another shipment of X amount, getting the goods, 5-10 days later. I do the labeling myself. You can have the supplier do it. That's something that I'm going to, get into to sort of systematize and make everything a little easier. But I like to be able to feel the product too and make sure there's nothing wrong with it, And so basically, I spend a day once I get the goods, I label them, and then I send them via UPS. And the last package was about 50 pounds worth of goods, and you do it through Amazon's UPS account, and it was $16 to ship to Amazon. So, they're making money off of you, so they want you to sell. They want you to succeed, because every sale that you make, they're making money as well. Yeah. So it's almost a partnership, really.
Wow, this is exciting, Al. I mean, where I want to be respectful of your time. I know you said you had to go. Where would you suggest that, just, you know, as a novice person, I or anyone else listening to this would go for more information about FBA? Is it Amazon has good information, or is it too detailed to? I mean,
Amazon's information is great and it's comprehensive, but it's not super consumer friendly. The way I got into it was podcasts. The two off the top of my head that I have found most valuable are called the AMPM podcast. The host is named, I believe, Manny Coates. And the other is...
AMPM podcast?
Correct, yes.
Okay.
And the other is the Amazing Seller podcast.
Amazing Seller. Okay.
And unfortunately, I can't. The name of the gentleman is slipping my tongue at the moment. But I think that the best resource that I've found as time has progressed, those are great, but has been YouTube channels of either of any of these people or the Jungle Scout YouTube channel, because that is the one that will take you from not knowing how to find a supplier, just like me. I mean, I majored in political science and have been a musician for 20 years. You know, this was, I had with two parents, you know, with no business acumen or anything like that. And so I was able to literally, my hand was held through the process of, you know, ordering samples and getting the samples and talking to suppliers. And so I would most highly recommend the YouTube channel, particularly the Jungle Scout YouTube channel and the Jungle Scout site, just for free resources, ebooks, and all sorts of things like that. They have just great content.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Al, before we say adios here, what other things would you like to add or tell us about? Anything else that we didn't cover from a general standpoint?
Honestly, I just think that it's a great business model. It's super scalable. For example, I've just been moving. I've been sick. Had a lot going on in life. So, you know, I haven't added another product to my catalog at the moment, but you know what? I still get every 2 weeks, I still get that paycheck, which is just, it's so hands off that it's just great. And really, as far as there may be some people that might not do well in that, and that are the only people that I could think of that wouldn't do well in this would be, one, people that would give up easily. Two, people that would not, that they're not analytical, they're unwilling to put in the research to really dive in and spend a couple hours on Amazon.com and say, you know, what do I really want to sell? And, you know, rather than just sort of impulsively picking something like I did the first time, that's just a lesson I've learned for myself.
I think that's natural. That's what I thought too. I would just want to sell stuff that I knew about.
Exactly. And this is, you know, I sell something I know nothing about, and it's still, I mean, not nothing. I've learned a lot now, but, you know, and it's still
great. And now you're
great,
you're the Tulip Cup King of North America.
Exactly. And, you know, it's great. I mean, the supplier, our rapport is so good. She's asking me for ideas of new Tulip Cup designs that Americans, you know, might appeal to Americans better for, you know, Thanksgiving or holidays that we have here. And so there's just a lot of potential in this to network and to be able to scale. And if you don't have the time on your hands and you have the sort of system in place, I mean, literally I'm talking 4 or 5 hours a month and you're still getting, well, at least I'll speak for myself, but I'm still getting a couple $100 a month, just supplemental, hands off. And so even when I don't have the time for a month or something's crazy or I'm working on another project, I always know that those are, you know, those are selling and those are coming. And it's been really good to me. I've continued to, you know, listen to the podcast and do things as Amazon's changed their, you know, terms of service, and they're always, you know, changing and doing new things. But it's a great program, and I would really recommend it to anybody who has any interest, particularly if people are in the engineering field, because you can talk to these suppliers and you can build things. I mean, you can draw out blueprints. That's not something I have any expertise in, but I have a friend who's a mechanical engineer, and, you know, he's able to create new, like literally create new products from scratch, you know, and that's a very exciting thing too. So I think particularly for people with that, with some creativity and knowledge of engineering, it's just a slam dunk.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Al, this has been very informative. I appreciate your time, and I look forward to hearing from you. And maybe the next time we can talk about your next product that was successful.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's been a pleasure,
okay.
And I look forward to talking to you soon.
You bet. Thanks.
All right. No problem. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.